Today, I want to look at the sermon that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. And you know, had it not been for Luke, the good Dr. Luke, we would never have known what happened and how it all came to pass. God wrote the New Testament by the hands of his apostles, yet none of his apostles mentioned the day of Pentecost as far as the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. When Luke wrote the book of Acts, Peter had already written his two letters, yet he never mentioned that glorious day of Pentecost. He never mentioned that sermon he preached that day, not even one time. James and John never mentioned the day of Pentecost. They never mentioned the prophecy of Joel being fulfilled. Paul, you would have thought for sure, would have mentioned the day of Pentecost. You would have thought that in his writings, he would have told of his conversion. He would have told of the great day on that Damascus road when he met the Master face to face. Yet Paul never wrote about that. He never wrote about his journey to Rome. He never wrote about his shipwreck and the number of days that he endured a storm on the Mediterranean Sea. God did use these men to write, but none of these men wrote about the day of Pentecost. None of them. Had we not had this book of Acts, we'd have never known what Paul was talking about when he said, "Forbid not to speak with tongues." We would have wondered, what is he talking about? Where did such a statement originate from? If we did not have the book of Acts, we would have even wondered, where did Paul come from? Did he just pop up on the scene like Elijah the Tishbite? We would have wondered, is Paul one of those Tishbites that just shows up with a message from God? We have a lot to be grateful for to not only Luke for writing this letter, but to the friend to whom he wrote the letter to. This letter we call the book of Acts was not written to the church. It was not written to the saints that were scattered abroad. Dr. Luke wrote this letter to a friend of his because he wanted him to know and to have a perfect record of all the things that transpired. And because of this, we now know. We know the meaning of that day of Pentecost. We know the origin of speaking in tongues and the spiritual gifts. We know that they came from heaven. Peter never mentioned the sermon that he preached, but Luke found out what Peter said that day. No doubt Peter remembered well the things that he said. And when Luke recorded the things that Peter told him that he preached, Luke wrote them down. And now, in the year of 64 A.D., after Peter had written his letters, and Paul had written most of his, and James and John and Mark had written most of their letters, God found it necessary to have this put in writing so men could point back to, put their finger on it, line by line, precept by precept. God wanted us to know, up until Luke wrote this sermon that Peter preached was passed down orally from one saint to another. And of course, we know when that happens, many of the words are changed, which would also change the message. God knew they needed some written word, some words that they could point back to, some words that they could put their finger on, wrap their mind around, and know exactly how he wanted it to happen. So when Luke recorded what Peter says, he didn't record the whole message, because the part that he did not record, Peter had already wrote it out in his letters. You remember, Luke said that with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." And when Luke recorded what Peter says, it's only 23 verses. You can read it in less than 5 minutes. It goes from verse 14 to verse 36. What Luke did here was just give you a gist. Instead of recording the whole lesson, he just drops down to the end of the sermon, and he says, "When they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts." So we know that Peter preached with many, many other words. So what words was it that Peter preached? I believe that Peter, when he got to verse 36, where he says, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to your former lust and your ignorance, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all them that are afar off, even as many as the Lord shall call, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, of which the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed, not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desired to look into. For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ from your vain conversation, received by traditions from your fathers, when once the long sufferings of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water, the like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God by the resurrection of his Son Jesus, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whom stripes you are healed." How do I know that Peter preached this on the day of Pentecost? Well, I do know what Peter wrote about, and Peter didn't write about one thing and then preach something else. This was a pivoted point in the lives of his listeners, and Peter wanted them to know everything they needed to know in order to save themselves from this untoward generation.